The model summary table provides R-square information about the fitness of the overall model. An R-square of 0.228 tells us that the two independent variables, ideology and age, explain 22.8% of the variation in the dependent variable of George W. Bush's feeling thermometer. The coefficients table gives information about how each independent variable influences the dependent variable, controlling for the other variable. Before we get into each partial coefficient, B, we need to look at whether each coefficient differs from zero, which is the null hypothesis of no effect. Each T statistic will tell us whether or not each partial coefficient is zero. The T statistic for ideology is 20.876, which is outside the critical value of 1.96. The p-value is also less than 0.05. Both tell us that we should reject the null hypothesis that the independent variable has no effect on the dependent variable. The t-statistic for the age variable is 3.419. This is also outside the critical value of 1.96, and the p-value is less than 0.05. We reject the null hypothesis of no effect in this case as well. Now that we know both partial coefficients are different from zero, we can interpret how much effect each independent variable has on the dependent variable. The partial coefficient of ideology is 9.151. Ideology has a positive effect. One unit change in ideology increases the president's feeling thermometer by 9.151, holding the age variable constant. In other words, if two people are the same age, a person with a liberal ideology has a 9.151 higher feeling thermometer of George W. Bush than the strongly liberal person. The partial coefficient of the age variable is 0.137. Age has a positive effect as well. A one-unit change in age increases the president's feeling thermometer by 0.137, holding the ideology variable constant. For example, if two people have the same ideology, a person will have a feeling thermometer of 0.137 higher than the other person, who's 1 year younger than them.